Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So I understand the White House has made a statement about the heretofore occupation of Hamilton Hall, and they said, well, that's really not the right approach. It's really not the right approach. Okay. You know, we haven't really heard a full-throated rejection of what many of these protesters are saying. Yes, we've heard some lip service. I condemn the anti-Semitic protests, but I also condemn those who don't understand what's happening to the Palestinians in Gaza. That was several days ago. But I'm telling you, folks, it's still hard to comprehend why you have these protesters protesting against Israel, but yet we don't hear them saying anything about Hamas. And I know I've said this, I know it sounds like a broken record, but every single time I see these protesters gathered, hearing what they're talking about, I always wonder why they don't speak out against the atrocities of Hamas. And I'm telling you, folks, you know, we've been hearing a lot more about this documentary, Screams Before Silence, and what is contained therein. Is just absolutely abominable. I would challenge any of these protesters to really find out what Hamas was capable of on October 7th and ask them if they want to occupy Hamilton Hall, if they want to stand out there and protest, if they want to do all those different kinds of things. I would challenge them to that. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition of the program. We're glad to be with you this morning. We have an awful lot to talk about, obviously. We're going to tell you more. You know, they have cleared out Hamilton Hall. We'll tell you about that. There are other protests going on, and even we understand at UCLA a counter-protest, apparently, of demonstrators going against the pro-Hamas or pro-Palestinian or anti-Israel protesters that are already there. So it's going to be a chock-full program. There's other news to tell you about as well, other political news, especially regarding the Trump trial, all these different things. But we're going to start this morning by going over to the telephone lines. We've got the honorary mayor of Clearwater, Mike in Clearwater himself. Good morning, Mike.
You know, Kyle, it's ridiculous, right? So while this administration's worried about putting marijuana at a lower class of danger, and while this administration is worrying about, oh, well, by the way, we're going to put off our ban on menthol cigarettes because, you know, who, according to him, I guess the mass majority of black people smoke menthol cigarettes. Now, I smoke menthol cigarettes, but I'm not black. So check this out, folks. Years ago, remember when he went on that radio show and he said, well, if you don't vote for me, then you're not black? Well, yeah. Apparently, if you don't smoke menthol cigarettes, then you're not black. We got World War III on the horizon. Nobody's talking about the threat that's posed to us by China. This man is letting all these kids run amok. You know how you handle this, Kyle? You take all of these little wannabe terrorists, and you put them on a watch list. And you say, you know what? From now on, you're on the list. You can't fly. You can't do this. You can't do... And then we'll see how happy they are to protest. Treat them like the criminals and the potential terrorists that they are. That's what I have to say. What do you have to say, Kyle? Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Mike in Clearwater. Appreciate the call very, very much. Well, certainly, you know, when you hear the things that we've heard from some of these protesters, right, and we hear about how people are keeping, for example, a Jewish student from getting on campus to be able to go to class, you know, this is the most abominable kinds of things that we could ever see. Again, this is a real object lesson in people who don't try to convince you of the validity of their position, but they're going to beat you into that. They're going to create the set of circumstances where you can't do anything. You're going to be just, the whole society has to be paralyzed while they do these kinds of things. And certainly anybody who's calling for violence, anybody who's doing these kinds of things, what we would typically call making terroristic threats, right? Yeah, perhaps they should be scrutinized, as Mike in Clearwater is talking about. You know, we have to really take this stuff seriously. And it's also interesting to me, too, that at one other particular place, they have now negotiated with the terrorists and some of the faculty that were involved in this so that they can come up with a mutual agreement as to where they can protest, and they're going to take their tents down by a certain time and things like that. You know, that kind of goes against the old adage, doesn't it, that you don't negotiate with terrorists. But again, it is really, really sad to see that they're not at all mentioning what actually happened on October 7th, with the possible exception of saying that they supported it, that it's a resistance fight, these kinds of things. But yes, they did call in the NYPD, and they went into Hamilton Hall, and they got all the people out because Columbia University said, look, we know that these are not necessarily students. These are outside agitators. Here's what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez talked about the whole thing, in New York City, for Columbia. She says, if any kid is hurt tonight, responsibility will fall on the mayor and the university presidents. Other leaders in schools have found a safe, de-escalatory path. This is the opposite of leadership and endangers public safety, a nightmare in the making. I urge the mayor to reverse course. Well, of course she does. Because she wants to empower the people who would break in and barricade themselves. And again, ask yourself this question. Does that help anybody who you think is in actual real danger? Do you think that helps anybody who you think really does need material, water, food, or blankets to survive? Why aren't you out there actually trying to procure these kinds of things as opposed to barricading yourself in Hamilton Hall? And the answer is quite simple, because the whole thing is meant to be destabilizing. This is some cause they've latched onto, but it's also about destabilizing our society in general. And that is very serious. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Wednesday edition.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You're listening to Kyle Wine.
You hear Georgia when I open my mouth. Don't make no difference what I'm talking about.
So right now, as we are live,
I let you in and then you throw me out.
I believe they're continuing to have some kind of clashing or altercation. Doesn't appear to be very serious, but the two groups are on the campus there of UCLA, University of California at Los Angeles, and they are sort of facing off a little bit, the anti-Israel protesters and the pro-Israel protesters. So, folks, this is growing. It's growing across the country, and it is not confined any longer. And I think part and parcel, again, as I was saying as we went out to break, you know, it's there to destabilize, and it's there, again, to create a level of chaos in our society and turn people against one another when so many people out there, you know, see exactly what the terrorists are all about. And also, don't forget, Israel is going to go into Rafah sooner than later. And that is also, I fear, is going to elicit quite a response. And now we're seeing it's not just in Los Angeles or across in our country, but it's in Europe as well. And again, this continues to grow. By the way, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Of course, here we are on this Wednesday edition, and we hope that you're well. We've got a lot to talk about, as I was saying in the intro earlier. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine about what we're witnessing here in real time. In our nation. Also, if you want to head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, that's KyleWarrenShow.com, please do. You can always send us a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. You can also find out more about the show. You can find our live streams, and you can also find our podcast as well. So we encourage you to do all that because I'm telling you, folks, you know, we're in for the long haul here because there is this world is changing so very, very quickly. And the one thing that's flying by is time. And before we know it, we're going to be to November. And in November, that's when the major shift has to occur. It has to. The Democrat Party elite, they're terrified. The far left, they're terrified. They're seeing that, for example, putting Donald Trump on trial in New York City is having pretty much the reverse effect among voters. They see the rise of candidates, more so, I think, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., more so than Cornel West. But we see the rise of these candidates. That terrifies the Democrats because they see them primarily as pulling away from Biden. But nevertheless, even if you didn't have those candidates involved, I think they're very, very scared. They're very, very concerned. Because when they see how people realize that they're not better off than they were, and it's not just them and their pocketbook, although that is an incredibly important thing because that's very personal. That draws it down to the very circumstances of your daily life and of course, your ability to project into the future. But what's happening now is that the world is now being engulfed in fire. Mike in Clearwater, just a few moments ago, right, mentioned the idea of China. He said, nobody's talking about China. Well, that's right, to such a great extent. You know, and China is looking for this kind of destabilization, not just in terms of America, but in terms of the rest of the world. They're more than happy to try to come in and take things over that they possibly can and influence and have much more consequence to the world, to the globe, than ever before. And they're loving it. They're loving watching Joe Biden and the people in the basement of the White House come up with these ridiculous, cockamamie, harmful, and damaging policies and actions and perceptions and all these things that they're saying and doing. They're making it all worse. And I think we can agree upon that. Absolutely, we can agree upon that. Now, we're telling you about, we'll monitor what's happening at UCLA. And right now in the West Coast, it's about 11:23 p.m. Pardon me. That's right, 11:23 p.m. I get messed up. P.m., a.m. because how the show goes through the night and where the date actually changes for the East and the West. But yes, we'll continue to monitor that. But I do want to tell you about this article from the Jerusalem Post, because this has to do with UCLA. A Jewish student at the University of California, Los Angeles, shared footage on Monday of being denied access to his on-campus class by pro-Palestinian activists occupying the college. By the way, I think earlier, University of Texas, they arrested a lot of people. Most of them were not students, by the way. These are outside activists or agitators paid, or they're coming in because they're part of the ilk, right? And they're there to do their thing. Instagram user Eli Chivies, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, shared footage of him showing his student ID to the activists, who repeated, "We are not engaging," while blocking his attempts to walk to his class. I've seen the video. The activists are recording, lining up in front of him, preventing his bypass. "They didn't let me go into class using the main entrance. Instead, they forced me to walk around. Shame on these people," the student wrote. And yeah, the video is very compelling because what it shows, again, you have people who are, they've got their face covered. They've got, sunglasses on, but their heads are covered. Their faces are covered. And they're not going to let this guy through. He tries to get through, not violently, not in the least tiny little bit, and they just continue to block him. But why are they blocking him, right? He's Jewish. This also, folks, this hatred that is now just being exposed, it's like it's coming out of the woodwork. And it's something that is going to absolutely lead to our destruction. And so that's why I'm very, very unhappy that we're not hearing a much grander condemnation. You know, I'm here to tell you, if these were all pro-Israel protesters and they took over Hamilton Hall and they shut down these campuses and they would not let Middle Eastern people get to class or something like that, can you imagine? Joe Biden would be out there with his big teleprompter and they'd jack him up on the same stuff that he had on the State of the Union, and he would be out there yelling and screaming to say this is wrong. And guess what? Then they'd start trying to figure out, who's violating whose civil rights here? And we got to get some federal things happening. And it would go on and on and on. So where is the president on this one? Right? And they fall all over themselves. Well, you know, there's a peaceful protest. I guess they're mostly peaceful. I don't know. And I suppose if you're going to go into Rafah, would that also be mostly peaceful? I mean, they've got plenty of advance warning. Hamas could also give up, right? Hamas could give up and they could say, uncle, and we're not going to do this anymore, and release the hostages. Can you imagine that? All right. All right, folks, we got a treat here in this first hour. Very, very early on, we've got 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. 5-4-3-2-1. Go, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know by now that Joe Biden hates you, he hates you in Pennsylvania, he hates you in Philadelphia. No matter how much money he passes out on his little trips, he can't get five people over there. And let me tell you, state representatives and you state houses, state senators, and you crooked judges, you better make sure, Donald, that these crooked state houses and state legislatures don't change the rules at the last minute when you win in a landslide. By the way, you could tell that idiot judge in New York, if it wasn't for Donald Trump, if I was one of the jurors over there, I'd tell you idiots that if it wasn't for Donald Trump, there would be no New York, and I have a constitutional right to say what I want about anything. I'm not even talking about this sham of a case. I'm talking about the country. And you idiot parents who send your kids to these colleges, you're stupid, okay? You can't figure out that these colleges are the bastion of cultural and Jew hatred. And let me tell you something else. If I was at UCLA and I was going to my class, you bring your three thugs and I'll pound your face in the ground because I'm still going to class, you numbnuts, okay? Stand up for our cops. And let me tell you something, because this is the advanced placement course in politics, because you idiots out there don't know anything about politics, okay? The left. Remember when the left sent someone to shoot Steve Scalise? They shot him five times, okay? Anybody in Florida or anybody in this country that votes for Joe Biden, I hope your house has an earthquake and you're in it. Peace.
All right, folks. Todd in Tampa. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Immigration remains the top concern in the U.S., marking the third consecutive month it's ranked number one, according to a recent Gallup poll. Other concerns listed by respondents include the economy, inflation, and government. During the announcement of a sales tax holiday renewal, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis addressed a reporter's question about the Biden campaign's focus on Florida and its new 6 weeks abortion law.
I understand they would try to figure out anything they could to try to change the dynamic or to try to change the focus.
DeSantis said that President Biden and Vice President Harris want to emphasize abortion because their administration has failed on other issues. Pro-Palestinian protests are escalating on U.S. college campuses. At Columbia University, protesters barricaded themselves inside an academic building overnight. The school is suspending students through next school year if they refuse to leave the encampment. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in foot.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are continuing through this Wednesday edition. It's midweek, and that feels pretty good. Only because, you know, we can start to see the weekend on the horizon, so we hope that your week is going well. And certainly what we're talking about this morning is incredibly serious. There's other news to tell you about, as I was mentioning earlier in the intro. We are going to get to all that, but of course right now we're looking at what's happening even right now at UCLA. Here in the Southern California area, where you've got some pro-Palestinian or anti-Israel protesters, as they call them in the media, the pro-Palestinians. We know that they're anti-Israel. And actually, I think we can also say pro-Hamas without being too far off the mark, if not right smack dab on it. And then, of course, you've got the pro-Israel protesters. They're counter-protesting. So this is a very, very big deal. We'll continue to monitor that as we go through the program here. But I do want to tell you that once again, you know, we see these things happening, and we know that it is this isn't just something that is just kind of starting. There is an agenda behind this, and I want to play you a quick clip. This is actually from MSNBC, and this is some of the folks over there discussing Hamilton Hall and its significance back during the Vietnam era It was evidently taken over and held for approximately a week during that those particular protests, again, of that era. But listen to what they say, and then we'll bring out our point here. So let's listen in.
Hamilton Hall is it. For people who are not familiar with the Columbia campus, in April of 1968, 56 years ago, hundreds of students seized the building during protest over the Vietnam War. I do not think that was lost to the people who stormed Hamilton Hall. After a week, this is again in 1968, police entered through underground tunnels and cleared them out.
Okay,
over
stop right there. I just want to mention this one thing. Is she talking about the police that would have stormed the building, quote unquote, to take it back? But I actually think she's talking about the people that stormed the building, the quote students and of course others that would have been involved with this, and that this somehow was not lost, this historical, you know, factor about the building back in the Vietnam era, that this was not lost on those who stormed the building. I'm wondering, and I'm just going to come right out and say it. Can they find Vietnam on a map? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think that they think about it that deeply, to be honest. All right, let's continue with this clip.
700 people were arrested.
Right, and that's remembered as a really dark chapter in Columbia's history, which is why it's so breathtaking to see them repeat it.
But it does, you know, putting this in the broader context of what's happening in American politics, I mean, when this began, I think for a lot of people, all of these campus protests had the echo of the 1960s. It feels like an inflection point for the country. We're barreling towards a presidential election. The country feels catastrophically divided on every issue, based right. from basic facts to, you know, an actual policy vision.
We're having a Democratic presidential yeah. convention in Chicago.
Yes, well, exactly. Echoes of 1968. And I just wonder, you know, it's hard to imagine that this imagery of the NYPD storming
Columbia
in this moment is not going to reverberate in ways that we cannot yet see across the political divide.
All right. Well, you know, I guess, you know, they're my friends, they're trying to do analysis, I guess. But what's happening here, though, did you hear some of those words? Well, this is an inflection point. We're heading to an inflection point. It's just like the 1960s. We're going to have the same Democrat convention. It's going to be in Chicago. It's just like 68, you know. And there's almost a little too much glee going on about that. Like, here we go. This is another inflection point, and everybody's divided. And, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And this is going to echo and all this stuff. When in reality, and this, you know, the scenes of the NYPD storming the building, you know, you had people that went in there unauthorized. That's not a protest, right? You know, there are, you know, some people will walk down the street and protest, and we see these kinds of things, right? And it's, yes, and people have protested throughout the history of the country. But when you're going to occupy these buildings, you're going to do vandalism, or you're going to make terrorist threats, or you're going to do these kinds of things, that's no longer, hey, this is my opinion. I have a sign that says Free Palestine, right? How I could have a sign that says Hamas kills the babies, right? Stuff like that. And so you could have protests, right? But what they were doing, and this is why this imagery is so important. This is why the way that it's even talked about is so important, because they're trying to set this up of, look, you know, these people are almost, they're like freedom fighters. You know, they're helping the resistance. They're doing something so important. It's so much more important than finishing their exams or getting their degree or doing these kinds of things and trying to be, you know, part of society. And, you know, and yeah, there's a lot of animosity nowadays being directed at colleges. And because, yeah, you know, hey, when I went to college way back in the dark times before the empire, right? That's how long ago. Yeah, but it was before the dark times, before the empire. A little Star Wars reference there. But yeah, I tell you, I ran into professors who were incredibly over to the left. I heard some of the most offensive things about my my own political beliefs or my own ideas, certainly about the way that people conduct themselves and so forth, religion, you name it. I mean, it was just all over the map. So I get it. Yeah, there are a lot of very, very liberal, far left. There's a lot of that kind of thought, you know. But some of my professors I had were actually pretty good because they would say, well, you got to make an argument. You have to be able to back up what you think. And that was actually pretty good training. That was actually pretty good. But what I'm saying is that, you know, there's a lot to be said about the left leaning and the left bent and some of these very, very bad ideas in higher education, right? But at the same time, you've got people who've gone to college because they're trying to get a degree in something so they can go out and get a great job or do this kind of stuff. And they're not, you know, anti-Israel and they're not pro-Hamas and so forth. This kind of stuff has got to get cleaned out so that we can have a better society, so that we can, so that people can actually do the things, you know, follow their bliss and be an American and follow the American dream. What we're seeing on these protests, that's not anything like that. That doesn't even start to approach it. You know what it is, and I'm kind of on my high horse tonight, but that's okay. It's Wednesday, it's middle of the week. I can get on my high horse if I want to. But what I'm saying, and in all seriousness, you know, what we're bringing about here is just more of the chaos and more of the hatred and more of the things that will continue to destroy our ability to be that shining light in the world, to be able to have the American dream. And, you know, we're happy to, conservatives are happy to make their views known, to debate people, to give answers. Because what's happening now is that I don't think anybody in these college campuses really wants you to make an argument to make your idea stick. It's all about the groupthink. It's all about the group thought. It's all about here's the agenda. This is the dogma that you must adhere to. Otherwise, you're either going to be cast out or worse. Something else is going to happen as a result of that. So I'll tell you what, folks. You know, we are witnessing. Yes, I think we are heading to the inflection point. But the thing is, that inflection point is something that I think the far left is just absolutely happy as clams about. They want the clashes. They want the chaos. And I perchance to think, I think they want to see some kind of other major confrontation. We got to be smart. All right, stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. So don't go anywhere at all.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, a lot going on this morning, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Head over to kylewarrenshow.com if you want to send us a direct message this morning. Also, if you want to find out about the program, the podcast, the live streams, all that good stuff, right over there, kylewarrenshow.com. And we have a lot to tell you. We've got a couple of great requests this morning as well when it comes to our songs to play here on this Rewind Wednesday. But before we get to all that, we do have the phone lines lighting up, and we've got Backgammon Bob who'd like to make a comment this morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Good morning, Kyle. As far as the classes and the professors and the ultra-liberal stuff and the goofy stuff they teach in class, why not have all classes have cameras in them? That way this could be reviewed by somebody else if there was any kind of thing made. Second thing, as far as the students, there has to be, as far as the protesters and stuff, that people, especially ones that threaten people or actually cause physical damage, arrest them, have them serve time. No bail, 100% have to serve the time, somewhere between 10 and 30 days. I don't know which will be the part. The point is, that way they would be away from the fray. They couldn't just get arrested, come back, and start doing it all over again. And this could be done under as a danger to the community, as has been proven by their own actions. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that certainly we see a lot of egregious things happening Unfortunately, you're also still going to have a lot of judges and so forth that decide, well, it's not really that bad. You know, we've heard it described as a glorified parking ticket, this kind of thing. But what we're witnessing, especially when it comes to the notion of trying to single out the Jews on campus or anywhere for that matter, but single them out and go after them in any way to either deprive them of their civil rights or to simply terrorize them, terrifying somebody. Yeah, those are egregious things, which to me line up with the just being a terrorist yourself.
Well, I think also that they could, if they do terrorize the Jews, don't they have crimes that are called hate crimes, and
That's
they
right.
can be prosecuted?
Oh, and sure.
And they have been prosecuted as. And the penalties are much more severe when it comes to a hate crime. So if you have assault with a hate crime as an enhancement, that can be a real deterrent, especially if you publicize it and let it be known that that's what can happen.
Well, that's right. Yeah, and it's just really mind-boggling because you would think that, you know, nobody would want to actually act like that. Nobody would actually want to be like that. You know, why would you terrorize someone because they're Jewish? I mean, this is so far from our thoughts and our hearts that we can't even get our heads wrapped around it.
Well, these people all are basically doing this because they perceive the Jews have created a real crime, even though they're not the same people as are over there overseas. They're just the same race, same. Even whether you call it a race difference or just a religious difference, and this degree lets them have somebody that they can persecute and pat themselves on the back as being a moral person that is doing good for humanity, and that's what's driving a lot of this.
Yeah, and very twisted, you know, because the reverse would never be okay, right? You'd never say, well, here comes some Middle Eastern people or Arab people, and so therefore we're not going to let them get on campus, or we're not going to serve them if they come in the restaurant or stuff like that. And all of that would be called out for what it is immediately, but this has some other kind of weird ring to it.
Well, I think some of this is being fomented, halfway organized and stuff by interest from over there, maybe. That's a possibility.
Yeah.
This is being fomented and organized. And as they see it catch on, then they send over possibly other agents, because God knows they've let enough of them. They're already here as they've crossed the border by the dozens and hundreds and thousands, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is going to get worse before it gets better, and evidently, because now if you actually have people starting to face off, that's going to be, you know, on different campuses before we know it, I'm afraid.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
Exactly.
And it can also end up being organized as part of the in these Islamic in the mosque or like that. Those can be organizing points and stuff. That's where a lot of it can spread and start to. And then they can always say, well, it's the freedom of religion, all that kind of thing.
Yeah, but unfortunately, yeah, what the things that are being espoused are not, don't fall under all that, I think, because, again, if you're calling for a destruction of a people or a country, this kind of thing, that's a very, very serious thing. Well, Back Amabob, I appreciate the call very much.
All right, thank you very much.
Take care. Thanks, Back Amabob, everybody. And always great, to talk about these things, obviously. Because, as I was saying, I hate to say, I hope I'm wrong, but, you know, this may start to get a little bit worse before it gets better, unfortunately, because you have these elements that are fomenting this. And, you know, we're going to come up to graduations here very, very soon. You know, I hate to say, I think you're going to start seeing a lot more cancellations, because they just can't take the liability, for one thing, and the increased costs for security, because they can make no guarantees at that time with all this going on. But we will see. All right, folks, severe weather out there. Is severe weather and excessive rainfall concerns for parts of the upper middle Mississippi Valley and Great Plains through the midweek. Moderate risk of excessive rainfall now in place for the Ark-La-Tex area on Thursday. And then also critical fire weather potential over portions of the southern high plains on Wednesday. Cool and snowy in the northwest, I'll bet. And above average conditions continue across much of the central and eastern United States. All right. Well, it is Rewind Wednesday. We got a great message from driver Ron earlier today. And he had a great request. This is a pretty cool song. And this goes back to Scandal, and it's a song called Goodbye to You. Let's check it out. And I found out something about them recently, and evidently I think they made the video for this song before they ever were signed, basically. I think they actually decided, hey, we need to actually have a video of this thing, and that actually did help, from what I understand. And the rest is kind of history. And of course, Patti Smyth, amazing rock and roll vocalist. And I think you'll also hear her on at least one Don Henley album. She did another song with Don Henley as well. So, stay right there, everybody. We're going to continue to tell you about what's happening, especially in the Los Angeles area, when we come back from the top of the hour news. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR
PDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.